Welcome to Radio Naturopath, the talk show about health and natural medicine. This show will first be broadcast on Wednesday, February 26, 2025, on 91.7 FM WHUS Storrs. I am Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, with my co-host Ron Meniza. We're coming to you live from beautiful Mansfield Hollow, Connecticut. Comment below to let us know you're here and ask questions. You can also email me at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to this show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org, iTunes, Spotify, Patreon, and Buzzsprout. You may also watch the recorded Facebook Live episode at Fran Storch ND. The views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of the staff, management, or licensee of this station. The information presented on this show should not be construed as medical advice or direction. If you're having a medical condition, please consult with your physician. All right, so before we talk about health stuff, Ron and I haven't been together to record in a couple of weeks, so we didn't get to talk about the co-op birthday party and the chocolate festival. So, did you have a good time?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we had fun. We had a lot of fun socially engaging with our local people.
So we went to the Romantic Willimantic Chocolate Festival, and our favorite first stop is Jules Verne Jewelers. And Gay, who owns the shop, bakes like crazy. And over the years, she supplies more and more gluten-free items. Like, she only would have a couple things in the first year she was doing gluten-free. Now she's like four or five items, and they encouraged me to take some home. She had several amazing things. One of them was a crunchy...
Did you bring any home?
Yeah, a few.
Did you eat them all?
Not all. All that's left is the iced spice cookies. Boy, I love iced spice cookies. They're good.
I got cut out of the loop.
They taste gingery and molasses-y.
Okay.
And they have icing on them. They're so good.
Right.
If there's two left, I'll give you one.
Okay.
All right. So that was very nice. And we also patronized her establishment, which we like to do.
I got some lovely things
at that place. And we saw Sarita, and we saw Gay, and we saw Gay's sister, whose name is Geraldine. And I told Geraldine the story about how I went to college with Geraldine, and we ate some really tasty jam while jamming on our guitars with Substance.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we did. So that was a long time ago. We're talking, that was 1981 or 82.
You were just a child.
I was just a child.
Mm.
Yes, I was a child, and he was a child in this kingdom by the sea.
Okay.
That's Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
Okay. So we had a lovely time there, and then we went over to the Cupcake for Later, and we got cupcakes,
we
saw PB&J.
We did.
PB&J is Patty Tuitt, Bruce John, and Jason Altieri. And they sang, and it was wonderful. It was just so heartwarming because they're three local yokels, and they sing so well together. And Patty has a beautiful, soulful, bluesy voice, and Bruce can sing anything. And Jason is a good time, too. The three of them together were just amazing. And I made friends with Kasia Dent, who is a lovely woman of Polish descent, who was... She was running around very excited, and she looked adorable in her red and black getup. And she
was
taking pictures.
Last year too.
Yeah, she was taking pictures of everybody, and she was a lot of fun. And she had me take pictures of her as well, and that was nice too. And Bruce, he does this sweet thing whenever he sees me. He started the tradition at Mamo, Diane Marion, our local massage therapist and woman about towns. She had her 70th birthday party. A long time ago already. It was 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do her 80th next year. Oy vey. Anyway, so Bruce played at her 70th birthday party. And whenever he sees me, he loves to play that song by the band called The Wait. And, you know, I love that song. The band plays it. And, of course, The Dead covers it frequently. Anyway, so, you know, it goes, take a load off, Ranny. It goes, I think the lyrics are, take a load off Fanny. Fanny happens to be the name of my grandmother, who
Annie.
I was named for. But it might be Annie and it might be Fanny. It depends on what lyrics you look at. I'm not sure what it really is. Anyway, Bruce decided we should make it take a load off Franny, which I had been doing for years anyway. So now every time, if I am in the room with him, while he decides to sing that song, or if I'm in the room with him and he's playing out, he plays the song and sings Take a Load Off Franny. And it was so sweet. I felt really special because he did it in front of everybody at the Chocolate Festival, and Jason and Patty Tuitt sang it too. And after it was done, I ran up and gave him a big hug and a kiss, and Kasha caught that on film. So I'm just so thrilled. It was just really fun. Of course, we got cupcakes too. That was nice. And I got some of their maple-coated bacon as well, which is lovely to sprinkle into your great big salad. I love that. So we went there, and then we went to the Willimantic Food Co-op, and we got there kind of late because we wind up hanging out at Gaze for a long time, and then we wound up hanging out at Cupcake for later. That was really fun, and that was really worth it. The only problem is that when you get to the co-op, most of the cakes are gone, and all the gluten-free cakes are gone. I'm thinking that next year I should bake some gluten-free goodies and instruct them not to put them out until 3 o'clock. And that way they'll be there, like they will spread them out over the course of the day. Like I'll make a couple of batches of really good cookies. Because this weekend, by the way, I did some baking and I found a recipe for flourless chocolate chip cookies. And they're great. So let me just tell you about those because you might want to make them. You find a recipe, because I'm not going to give you proportions right now, but you can find recipes for these. What you do, what makes them into cookies is nut butter, oats, and eggs. If you don't want to use eggs, you can make flax eggs. So flax eggs, of course you're not going to make an omelet with a flax egg. But the way you make a flax egg is you take ground flax seeds, and the ratio of flax seeds to water is 1 tablespoon flax seeds to 3 tablespoons water. That's 1 egg. So if the recipe calls for 2 eggs, you're going to do 2 tablespoons ground flax seeds and 6 tablespoons of water. Let it sit in your fridge for at least half an hour and or overnight, and then you use them in your baking. And I think the next time I make that recipe, I'm going to try that and see how they come out. You can also use applesauce. I think there's a ratio that when you use applesauce, so much applesauce for 1 egg. But the flax seeds we always have in hand. You can also use chia seeds. Chia seeds are going to give your cookies a grainier. You're going to be chewing on the chia seeds when they go in. So you might want to, the flax seeds are ground, so you're not even going to notice them in there. But I'm going to try ground flax seeds next time. But anyway, so the recipe is, it's a bit of nut butter, choose peanut, choose almond. I made 1 batch of peanut and 1 batch of almond butter. I will probably try sunflower butter next. And you can use hazelnut butter if you've got it, and pistachio butter, which would be really expensive, but very interesting. Or macadamia butter, same thing, but any nut butter, nut or seed butter that you want to use. And it's only 2/3 of a cup of that for a batch. And then you add in your 2 eggs or your 2 flax or chia eggs. And you add baking soda, not baking powder. And I asked Ron why baking soda instead of baking powder. I haven't gotten the answer on that yet.
No,
and you add some kind of sugar. You could do sugar. I probably wouldn't use maple syrup or honey because they add liquid to it, and you want them to, these cookies are soft and chewy anyway, so I don't think I'd add anything liquid. Like if you want maple, I would do maple sugar. Otherwise you could use coconut sugar. I used evaporated cane juice. So it's also known as sucanat, but that's what I used, and I like it because it's as unrefined as you can get cane sugar. You take sugar cane and you evaporate the water out of it, and you get this sort of uneven and crumbly stuff out of it. And it's not granular. It's not granular the way that sugar is granular. You're actually using crystals. This is not crystals. This is little lumps. So I use that, and it tastes great. I think evaporated cane juice is a great thing to use for baking. But you can use whatever kind of sugar you want. The less refined, the better. That's why I like to use either coconut sugar or evaporated cane juice. If you use coconut sugar, it's not going to be quite as sweet, which may be a good thing. And then you could put, if you want to put a chip in, you put some kind of chip in. So I had one of the peanut butter cookies had chocolate chip cookies and peanut butter chip cookies. I'm sorry, chocolate chips and peanut butter chips. And the almond butter, I put in chocolate chips and toffee pieces. So they were stellar. And then there's a bunch of oats in them too. So they're really high fiber. So, and then of course they're going to be even higher fiber if you do the flax eggs or the chia eggs. So that might be a good way to go. And they'll be even higher fiber if you make the decision to add fruit. So dried cranberry would work great, dried blueberries, dried raspberries, dried goji berries, any of those would be great. And that probably next time I'll do that. I'll add, a fruit, either a goji berry. I usually have goji berries or dried cranberries around. And so we'll use that. So easy to make. You throw them in the oven. The directions call for 9 to 12 minutes. There's baking soda. There's also a little vanilla in there. I don't know if there might have been cinnamon as well. I can't remember. Anyway, so you put them, they go in the oven and they are done in 9 to 10 minutes at 350 degrees. And I was so pleased with them. They came out so great. And our friend Christian came over. I sent him home. He couldn't eat the ones that I gave him because they were too hot. So I threw some in a container and sent him home with them. And by the time he got home, he could eat them. So that was great. Did you like the cookies?
Yeah, they're great.
And my friend Dave benefited because he loves peanut butter cookies. So he got the peanut butter cookies for his birthday. So happy birthday, Dave. His birthday was the 15th, so that was fun. So yeah, Willimantic is just a lovely place. It's a little counterculture region, and everybody knows everybody, and you know, you go out and you see all kinds of people that you know, and it's really fun and really terrific, and it's a good way to get to know your local businesses, because there are lots of other businesses. You do the chocolate chip stroll and you go all the way down Main Street in Willimantic, and you can go to all these different establishments, and they have things going on, and usually some kind of chocolate something for you to eat. And like Cupcake for Later had cupcake samples, little tiny cupcake samples, mini cupcakes. I didn't have them because they were glutinous, but I did purchase some gluten-free cupcakes, which we ate over several days. It was great. Anyway, so that's a lot of fun. And it's really great to have community coming together, especially in times like these. Yeah, it's times like these we'll learn to love again. Thank you, David, my buddy. Yeah. All right. So speaking of community stuff, I want to remind you about the Know Your Farmer Fair. So are you going to be participating in the Know Your Farmer Fair?
I will be there. I don't know that I am participating.
So every year, Sarah Kelleher. So what's Sarah Kelleher's role? Because is she promotions?
I think so.
Every year she gets a hold of me and says, can you please promote this on your show? So I am please promoting this on your show. So yeah. If you're looking at Facebook Live and Instagram Live, here's the flyer.
What is the data?
Yes. So Know Your Farmer Fair, the Feria para conocer a tu agricultor. All right. Meet a farmer, create a relationship, build community. Conocer a un agricultor, crear una relación. Construir comunidad. It is Saturday, March 8th, 2025.
Okay.
I know it because it's always right around Amanda's birthday.
Okay.
You know, Coach Amanda's birthday. Her birthday's the next day. So anyway, it's Saturday, March 8th, 2025 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Entrada is gratis, which means it's free admission. It's at the Wyndham Community Center, the Centro Comunitario de Wyndham, 1 Gilson Square in Willimantic, Connecticut. Everyone's welcome. Todos son bienvenidos. Be there, like a bee. Esté allí. So that's not how you say be in Spanish. Find local products and encuentre productos locales. They'll have vegetables, fruit, meat, cheese, honey, maple syrup, flour, soap, fiber, and more farm-made items. It's a farmer's market. It's a CSA fair. There are kids' activities. There's a seed swap. And it's sponsored by a bunch of really great local businesses, including places like Click and CT NOFA, the Organic Association, UConn, Grown Connecticut, all kinds of great places. So that's the Know Your Farmer Fair, Saturday, March 8th, 2025, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., free admission. Everyone is welcome. It's at the Wyndham Community Center at 1 Gilson Square in Willimanta, Connecticut. I generally go. I will probably go. Unless I'm not feeling well, I will go. And I've been feeling good, so I'm probably going to be there. Ron is usually there because he works for Farm to Families, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he will probably be bouncing around. I don't know if he's going to staff a booth or anything, but he'll probably be there. But I also will be there, which will be exciting. And I will, one of the things I like there, last couple of years, there's been a woman, I think her name is Elaine, and she makes handmade cloth coasters, and they're beautiful. I didn't bring one in here. So I have bunches of them, and I give them away as gifts, and they're really lovely. And one of my power animals is the axolotl. So here is my t-shirt. So my beloved staff, Tina, gave me this t-shirt. It says, I axolotl questions. And that is how I become smart, by asking a lot of questions. So anyway, so I have coasters that have axolotls on them, which I just love. And dragonflies and all kinds of other stuff and all different colors and stuff. Great gifts. They have crafts people there, and they have food people there, and there's also food trucks there outside of the community center. So if you want to try some local food trucks, you can do that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to Sarah for giving me the flyer. I'll talk about this again next week on Radio Natural, because next week will be the last. No, it won't. It's going to be two more Radio Naturopaths before this event, right? Because it'll be a couple more weeks. Yeah. So there's three Radio Natural. There's today and the Radio Naturopath that'll be on that'll be promoted on the 26th. First Wednesday in March. Well, okay, so two more Radio Naturopaths, because you're listening to this Radio Naturopath on February 26th. So there'll be one more after that. So I'll talk about it again. All right. So how are you feeling, Ron? You went to the chiropractor.
Tired. I'm very tired.
I know you're tired. Mm-hmm. Are you, especially tired?
I am not especially, but yeah.
Are you more tired than usual? That's what I'm asking.
I seem to be, yes.
Okay. So maybe you get a nap today?
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see.
I slept good. I slept for hours last night.
Those Yukon ladies kept me awake and excited yesterday.
So you didn't take a nap. And then we started watching Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got maybe halfway through it. And
right.
Do you remember seeing the skit where it was a video. It was Andy Samberg and Bowen Yang. No.
Probably not.
It was hilarious. It was about how all of the cast members of Saturday Night suffer from anxiety and IBS. It was hilarious. You know how he has the other ones, he usually does it with Justin Timberlake,
right,
and he does it.
Right.
It was like that.
Yeah.
Although it was, I think it was kind of an 80s themed song. It was fantastic. And you were already asleep by then, which is fine, because we will watch it again streaming, and I will watch it again because it was so good. And so we'll back up to when you remember it, and then we'll watch from there. Because, you know, that's the beauty of when a show comes on, you don't have to watch it when it's on. You could stream it. How cool is that? So we'll stream it. We'll stream it tonight, and we'll watch John Oliver tonight, who was on last night, and it's great.
Yep.
So anyway, so that's a fun thing. We have been watching Saturday Night Live since its inception. I think my parents let me watch it years and years ago, and the only way to watch it was live. So I remember watching Jane, Lorraine, and Gilda, and Chevy, and Dan Aykroyd in the 70s. I was a little kid when it started, because it started in, 75, obviously. So I was 12 or 11 when it started. And that's 50 years. I'm 61 now. That's unbelievable. And it was just so cool to see all the different cast members last night.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll talk more about that later. All right. So how did you like going to the chiropractor?
I liked it a lot. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about it on my show today.
Okay.
A little bit.
You can talk about it a little bit now.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Why don't you do that?
True.
Give me a few minutes of your impressions.
Sure. So what I have done actually for my show coming up is I have looked into the benefits of chiropractic care for cyclists.
Oh, fab.
So that's what I'm going to base my show, this week's Bicycle Talk, on.
Nice.
But, you know, the interesting thing about it is, he did a few things. He first started asking me about concussions and if I had ever had a concussion.
And you were like, oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, not to my knowledge, but...
That's kind of how that works, though.
But, yeah, well, I understand that. And the pun aside, but I did spend a number of years falling hard on the pavement.
Right.
Off my bicycle. Not necessarily hitting my head.
That's right.
But you can get a concussion from impact to the body as much as you can from impact to the
Absolutely.
Head.
Absolutely.
So... I had that discussion with him, and he told me about his chirocranial
yeah.
thing that he does. And then he talked about birth canal and the fact that I was born vaginally and that I might have some plates out of line, which I thought was interesting. And his...
well, you have a flat spot on your head.
Well, that's not from that. That's not from that. His explanation was that once he made that adjustment, which he did, that now my brain could talk to my central nervous system better.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me, because that's where we think I might be having my problems, with my legs not responding and being constantly fatigued, and my arms and my shoulders are constantly fatigued. So, you know, I mean, I will try anything at this point. I am at a point of, I'm not going to say desperation, but it's borderline on that.
Yeah. Well, you would like to feel better.
I just want to get my body back, because it was with me a year ago.
Right.
And it's not now.
Right.
And obviously something came up, something happened, and... It's like a switch got flipped. So I'm willing to go down this avenue because you have suggested that I go this way.
Yeah.
So we're giving it a try. I the interesting thing that has happened that I have noticed is that I am raising the seat on my bicycle.
Right.
Higher.
Well, one of the things that happened is when we were in the office, I observed... And we looked at you, on the table, and you were prone. You were lying face down,
mm-hmm.
And Dr. Scott showed me that your right foot was significantly shorter than your left.
Yeah, like at least an inch.
Yeah, it was a lot. And then when you stood up, we could see that your right shoulder was higher than it was. Visibly higher than your left.
Right, I cast off to one side.
Yes.
Yeah.
And And so that's something that you see. And Dr. Scott said that it is quite likely functional, because if you had had an anatomically shortened leg, you would have known that from birth and you would have been dealing with it since then. But it was quite likely functional. And the proof in the pudding is he would do the adjustment and then we would see it change. And that is, in fact, what happened, that he did the adjustment. Because that happens to me, too. You know, that when your pelvis goes out, you'll have some functional differences in leg length. And so he adjusted you, and then we checked again. And the other thing he does this, that test that he does where he has you on your tummy and you lift your legs in the air.
Oh, yeah.
He does that. He does that to me as well. And generally when I go there, if I need an adjustment pretty badly, it's usually my right leg is heavier than the left. There's a lot more tightness and compromise on the right side than the left.
Well, that test was significant.
Yeah.
I had a large change
when
he did his adjustment.
Yeah.
I could lift my leg a lot higher.
That's right.
Like considerably, I would think. I mean, it felt like it anyway.
One of the things that happens, if you sit a lot, and two, if you ride a bike a lot, you're accessing your hip flexors a lot.
Right.
And so the biggest hip flexor is your psoas muscle. Mm-hmm. So the psoas is a really important muscle, and the psoas muscle attaches to the front, the anterior side, or the front of L4. L4 through S1 is the mechanical center of gravity of your body. And the psoas muscle has branches, and it comes from the front, and it helps, it assists with your abdominal muscles, and then it is a hip flexor, so it attaches to your femurs, and it helps you to move your legs. And if your psoas is very tight, that it affects your entire spine.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it makes it so that you hunch forward. It will contribute to tight hip flexor, or tight hamstrings, and tight lower back muscles. And it's your hip flexors and your quadriceps. When it's you, generally when your hip flexors are tight and your quadriceps and your hamstrings are tight, it'll make you hunch forward. So if you can work on releasing those, everything flows a lot better. And we have a joke. So in holistic spiritual circles, they say as above, so below. And so we have a joke. I'll have to explain it. We have a joke: as is above, so as below. And I don't know if I've said that to Dr. Scott. I'll have to remind him of that. So as is your anterior superior iliac spine. So it's an anatomical joke, and you're only going to get it if you're, anyway. So
nerdy.
If you're nerdy, yes. So the ASIS is the anterior superior iliac spine. And what that is if you feel in your hips, there's two little points that come out in the sides of your hips, and they are an attachment for hip flexors. That's the ASIS. And the psoas is behind it and goes below it as well, the psoas muscle. So it's funny you say as is above, so is below. So if you fix the psoas muscle, things flow a lot better. And the psoas is a very profound muscle that it can affect you body, mind, spirit if your hip flexors are tight. And people tend to protect. They tend to hunch forward to protect. So if you've had, if you're protecting your heart, if you're protecting your reproductive organs, if you're protecting your power centers, you tend to hunch forward, and it tends to affect your psoas muscle. So you're going to be more open and free and able to express your emotions if your psoas is in good shape. So stretching it and getting it in shape is a really good idea. And you can do that through chiropractic. You can do it through stretching. You can do it through PT. You can do it through acupuncture. But taking good care of your hip flexors and your psoas muscles is a very important thing to do. And if you take care of your psoas, you're going to be less likely to have back problems. My back decided that it would be a really great idea to spasm on Friday. So I've been struggling with low back pain, with more intense low back pain since then. Very happily, I am going to have an appointment with Dr. Scott myself today, so that'll help that. But it, you know, I'm under stress. I see a lot of patients, and I have to sit at my desk at my computer a lot. And I don't always get to as much relaxation and rest as I would like. This was a pretty restful weekend. I still feel like I did a lot of stuff this weekend because I spent time baking and ran into the office on Monday, and we went to the farmer's market. So it was a lot. Yesterday I did more lying about, although I set up that earring stand. Thank you so much for building that. That was great.
Okay.
So I've been running around doing some straightening up in my house so I can, you know, so my house is more organized and comfortable. And I need to take a break from that and just rest. So I'm hoping on later today and Wednesday, I will be able to do more of that. So that'll be good. So adjusting that psoas is a really important thing. So that's what's going on with Ron's health. I'm doing okay except for that low back stuff. And it was our 20th anniversary. We've been together 20 years. How crazy is that?
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be with one person.
To be with one person.
I know. Are you okay?
To be with you.
Are you okay with that?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah. You better be.
Yeah, it's good.
You better be.
No, I mean, one of the things that we said was that I had wished for a partner a while back. I wanted someone who I could live in a community with that was a healing, caring community, and that we could do things together to help to improve the community. And I got that. It's really good. And he's a very supportive partner. He's a really good guy. Most of the time, he doesn't yell at me. If he yells at me, I yell back, so that's good. So we can fight constructively. He also is a guy who blows up and then it's over. He forgets that he yelled at you. And when you're still mad at him, he's like, why are you still mad at me?
That's an Italian thing.
That's an Italian thing.
So my dad was like,
I try to remember
that.
Yeah, you got that from your dad.
It's an Italian thing. You know, you blow the steam, get it out, because if you keep it inside, you just make yourself sick.
Make yourself sick.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but right? We take a little longer to get over that stuff.
Yeah, so. And you remember everything. You guys have a 15,000 terabyte hard drive in your brain.
I do, especially me.
Yeah, well, women in general have.
Why
a
and
larger,
so why do I have
memory capacity?
Why do I have a memory capacity like that? Because I axolotl questions.
Okay, very nice, dear.
Yes.
And that was the discussion we were having this morning about the difference between men and women in spin class.
Yeah, because there's
because they have
there's
an
no
unlimited
difference.
Hard drive.
That's very funny. That's a funny way of putting it.
And men, we have a certain capacity, and then we don't need to remember anything else because that's all we need to know.
Yeah, right. There's now,
kind of
and
the
there's
way
not
we
now.
Are. Right.
Yes.
Right.
So you're not as much of a planner as we are. Yeah, we're planning for the future, and you're like, all right, let's do this thing now. Okay. All right. Mm. So now we're going to talk about just without saying, you know, which side one is on or which side politically one is on versus the other. This is not an us and them situation or I'm this side and you're that side. Not at all. We are going to talk about dealing with tips for dealing with anxiety around the current political situation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So... you don't have to be on one side or the other. There's anxiety under the current administration. It's a significant source of stress and uncertainty for lots of people, and it doesn't matter which side you're on. Whether it's policy changes, intense media coverage, increasing political division, the shifts can create feelings of powerless fear and anxiety about the future. It's completely normal to feel overwhelmed by major political events, but finding effective coping strategies for political stress can help you regain control of your well-being. You're not alone. In fact, millions of people, really, it doesn't matter what your political stripe is, millions of people are feeling anxious right now. If you're feeling overwhelmed, you're absolutely not alone. Many people are asking the same questions. They want to know how to stay calm, protect your mental health, and how to regain a sense of control. They want to know how to cope with the political situation right now, stop worrying about it, deal with your anxiety, how to deal with these are all suggestions. It's a little repetitive. So here's some things you can do. One of the things you can do is set boundaries with media consumption. The 24/7 news cycle can feel inescapable. It can fuel stress, panic attacks. You want to stay informed, but constant exposure to political debates and news can heighten feelings of helplessness. You want to try and set specific times for news consumption. Avoid doom scrolling. So doom scrolling is when you just get into it. You're on your phone. You're looking at whatever your pleasure is, Facebook or X or Instagram, whatever, or TikTok. And don't just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. You might want to set a timer. That's a way to do it. You can check the news once in the morning, once in the evening, and instead of constantly refreshing headlines. Instead of doom scrolling, do grounding activities. Read stuff that has nothing to do with the political situation. Get exercise. Spend time with loved ones. You can go for a walk. Call a friend for a positive distraction. Talk about something else. Limit your social media. You could even consider deleting it. My sister has a lot of anxiety, and she is on a media fast. And so she doesn't look at social media. She doesn't look at the news because it's just too upsetting for her. So... you can delete it. You can take a break from it. The cons of social media is it can amplify negativity, making it hard to focus on real life connections and mental well-being. So deleting apps or muting political content. If there is something that you need to act upon, you will be contacted. Someone will tell you. You don't have to be up to date on absolutely everything that's happening in the news cycle all the time. Have a strong support system. Have supportive friends around you, have family around you, talk to a therapist. They can all provide safe space for your emotions. Engaging conversations with like-minded people can reduce stress and remind you that you're not alone in your concerns. Focus on what you can control. If you want to participate in activism, you can certainly do that. You can vote. You can volunteer. You can support causes that align with your values to restore a sense of empowerment and control. And you'll be getting together with other people. You won't feel so alone in whatever it is you're feeling. You can join local advocacy groups if you want to. You can educate yourself about new laws and policies to feel empowered and prepared to advocate for change when necessary. Knowledge is a powerful antidote to fear. That's a great saying. Practice self-care and mindfulness. So all the things that I've been talking about in terms of stress reduction are really good to do right now. One of them is drinking more water, which I'm going to engage in right now. Yes, I need to drink water while I'm on the radio because you get a little dry. I have to do that during the day when I'm talking to my patients too. So sometimes when I'm with my patients, I will drink water and I also apply lip balm. I'll be like, oh, I'm dry. My lips are dry. So I'll just apply it in front of my patients because I'm like, I have to talk and I need my mouth not to stick together. So you can do deep breathing exercises, slow, intentional breaths to calm your nervous system. Remember, you can do things like 4-2-6 breathing, any breathing exercise where your exhale takes longer than your inhale. That helps you to access the vagus nerve and helps you to just generally feel more calmer. Get regular physical activity. Any physical activity you do, what's the best exercise for you? Ron is not here at the moment. The best physical activity for you is the one you'll do. So if you like to stretch, if you like to do yoga, if you want to go walking, if you like it's too cold to walk outside, put on a video and get on. If you can use YouTube, you can use any of your devices to get onto YouTube, and there's no end of all kinds of different physical activities that you can do. If you have a piece of exercise equipment, you can use that. You can walk around your house. You can walk up and down a hallway. Doing a mindfulness meditation that helps you stay grounded with guided meditation and breathing techniques. And you can do guided meditations that you find on apps or on YouTube. Engage in hobbies. So fun things, again, that have nothing to do with the political situation. So if you like to crochet, if you like to knit, if you like to even tat, which is the art of making lace, if you like to paint, if you're not good at being an artist, you can get paint by numbers, or you can get, I know that art galleries will sometimes host these lovely events where they have an artist who's up front, and they have a piece of art that you're going to copy, and they give you instructions, they give you step-by-step instructions on how to create the art. And, you know, often there'll be wine and snacks available at the event and stuff like that. And it's really fun and it's really social, and you can do that. I bet that there's videos online to guide you through a similar process that you, if you don't want to go to the gallery, you can do it in your home. Spending time in nature is great. I know it's cold outside right now, but if you can get yourself geared up to get out in nature, it's really helpful. Right now we're suffering through ice. We have a bunch of ice. So if you're going to go outside, you need to put on spikes or go places where it's not so icy. I hope we're going to get some. It's sunny out today, right? Yep. Oh, well, it's mostly sunny out today. So we're going to get some melting. But any time in nature that you can do is great, even if it's like standing on your stoop and for a few minutes and breathing in the cool air. That's a great thing to do. You can get specific therapy for political anxiety. Therapy provides tools to manage anxiety for what's going on in the political situation, and they can help you with coping strategies for feeling helpless. The best anxiety therapist can help with this anxiety and ways to create meaningful change in your life. And you do not have to go through this alone. If stress and anxiety about politics are affecting your daily life, consider reaching out to a mental health professional or a support group to talk about it. You can also acknowledge your feelings. It's normal to feel anxious or uncertain. Let yourself process emotions without judgment. You can journal or talk with a trusted friend or therapist. Write down your thoughts in a journal to recognize patterns in your emotions. Label emotions instead of suppressing them. Naming your feelings can reduce intensity. Practice self-compassion by reminding yourself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed. Use mindfulness techniques like grounding exercises to stay present and regulate stress. And talk to a counselor for support and strategies to manage political anxiety. Engage in positive conversations. Focus on discussions that promote understanding and respect. Avoid debates that fuel negativity and prioritize conversations that encourage listening and shared perspectives. Surround yourself with supportive people. Ask thoughtful questions. Practice active listening by acknowledging others' perspectives without immediately responding. Redirect conversations when they become heated or unproductive. Choose uplifting topics to discuss, like hobbies, travel, or shared interests instead of politics. Yes, talk about, it's really okay to talk about something else besides the political situation. Like I said, when it's too upsetting, turning it off is okay. And if something happens that you really need to act upon, someone will tell you. You know, if something happens to your job, for example, that's going to happen directly to you. So you're going to have to act on that, of course. But if that's not happening to you directly, and you're so stressed that it's affecting your ability to function, it's a good idea to turn away from the news and from social media. The thing is, there's a few ways to look at this. There are those who feel like this too shall pass, and there are others who feel like it's not going to pass. It's going to take years for it to pass. And I think the truth is somewhere in between. But it doesn't help you to constantly be stressed and worried about it. If there's something you need to act upon immediately, that will be brought to you. But if there's not, taking breaks from what's going on is really okay. Prioritizing your mental health and well-being is the most important thing that you can do. Because if you're stressed, you're not going to be able to function. It's going to affect any health issues that you may have. And you're not going to be able to function if something, you know, really does come down the pike and it really upsets you. So political transitions can feel stressful. There's fear of policy changes. We don't know how the new laws can affect healthcare, education, or civil rights. And if you're somebody who is, like I have, the Affordable Care Act, I don't know if the Affordable Care Act will exist in a year or two. And I have, you know, I'm 4 years away from Medicare. So there could be a personal income, and that's very stressful. But there's nothing I can do about it right now except for try to stay positive and activism and volunteering and that sort of thing. So taxes and jobs and the economy can, those concerns are going to happen. And communities that fear marginalization or changes to programs they rely on, that happens too. How to go forward together. Change is a natural part of democracy, but it's okay to feel uneasy about transitions. By focusing on your personal well-being, staying informed, and connecting with supportive communities, you can navigate this time with resilience. If you're struggling with stress, anxiety, or feelings of uncertainty, consider reaching out to a mental health professional. Therapy can provide a safe space to explore your emotions and develop coping strategies. So I want to remind you of another tool that I have liked to use over the years. And thank you to Cherise, may she rest in peace, for bringing this to my attention. But it's the work of Byron Katie. Byron Katie has the four questions. And the four questions are not, why is this night different from all other nights? If you know, you know. Anyway, so Byron Katie's four questions are, is it true? Can you be absolutely certain that it's true? How do you feel when you think that thought? Who would you be if you dropped that thought? The corollary to the last one is, can you think of one stress-free reason to keep that thought? And I'm not asking you to drop it. And then the final piece is not a question, it's turn it around. So you can look up the work. It's called The Work. There's a website about The Work, and you could either do a search on The Work or on Byron Katie and look up her work. She has written books. She has a website, and the website, I mean, there's all kinds of workshops and things you can look at online. You can go on YouTube and look at videos of Byron Katie speaking and people who do the work. And you can also, And you can also just go to the website. It will tell you the four questions and how to go through them. That's a nice thing to do with other people too. If you can get support, if you can get support in doing the work with other people, that's great. But it is also definitely something you can do, because you can answer the four questions yourself. What Byron Katie encourages you to do is to write your answers. Is it true? And if you want to handwrite in a notebook, you can certainly do that. And if you want to type, because you're typing is easier for you, you can certainly do that. And you can keep a journal of what goes on for you. And you can ask any question you want. I am, for example, helpless to stop the political situation right now. Is it true? Well, maybe it's not true. Maybe I could go, I can go to a protest, or I can go join an advocacy group. Can you absolutely be certain that it's true? No, it's just a fear that I have, because I just said I could go to an advocacy group. How do you feel when you think that thought? I feel really stressed and upset and unhappy and like I don't know what the future holds and anxious. Who would you be if you dropped that thought? If I dropped the thought, I'd feel a lot better. I wouldn't be stressed and anxious. And can you think of one stress-free reason to keep the thought? I'm helpless, there's nothing I can do about the political. No, it's stressful to have that thought. Turn it around. So turn it around would look like, there are things I can do about the political situation. There are things you could do about the political situation. There are things that politicians can do about the political situation. And when you say that, one of your empowerments is to contact your politician. So you can contact your state senator, May Flexer. You can contact your state representative, Pat Boyd. So those are mine, because I live in Mansfield Center. Those are my folks. I would contact Great Haddad too. He used to be my state representative, but they changed the boundaries, so now it's Pat Boyd. But I think he's the representative of Storrs, so I know him. I still talk to him. And then our senators, our wonderful senators from Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy. You can contact their offices, and our congressperson, our federal congressperson is Joe Courtney. So we can contact any of those people, contact their offices, call them, and there is a movement to call politicians and call politicians every day, because when they're getting calls from various people about certain issues, they're more likely to act upon them. And the more they get calls about specific issues, the more likely they're to act upon them. So know that you can call your politician. Again, does not matter what side you're on. If you have concerns about what's going on in the government, you can certainly call. And so you're not completely, I just want to let you know that you're not completely disempowered. And it is okay to still relax, reduce stress, and have fun in this political environment. And you could also have fun in resistance, if that's the side that you're on. So both sides are going to have some forms of resistance, so just make sure that you have fun. Make sure there's still art. I read some things that stated that one of the greatest forms of resistance is art. So art is going to be in the form of cartoons, it's going to be in the form of visual arts, and it's going to be in the form of music, and it's going to be in the form of poetry and speeches. So people creating based on what's going on in the world is a very powerful form of resistance, or for expression for what's going on currently. So those are things you can engage in. And you don't, like, I think of myself as a terrible visual artist, and maybe I shouldn't think about that. Maybe I am a simplistic visual artist, because when I went to one of those painting sessions at a gallery, I made a painting that I'm very proud of, and it hangs all, it has a snowman and a cottage in the woods in the winter. It's a winter scene. And we leave it up all year, you know, because I made it. And I thought the snowman was really cute because it's smiling. But it stays up all year. And I made that at a gallery. And I think it was at the end of 2017. So it's been sitting up there for, oh my goodness, nearly 8 years. 7 years and change. So it was either at the end of 17 or the end of 18. I think it would have been the end of 17 that I made it. So it's been up there for a while. And that would be a fun thing to do again. Again, I could probably do some kind of a session on YouTube, and that would be fun to do. So you could try a form of art that you don't think you're very good at. I'm better at music, and I haven't picked up my guitar in a long time, and I haven't put up my piano in a long time. And we were singing our faces off at the Cupcake for Later, and we realized we really should spend more time singing, pulling out our guitar and just hanging around and singing, because Ron and I both like to do that. So anyway, doing things that give you joy, that make you feel progress, that make you feel connected. I am praying that this too shall pass, that there will be a more balanced and a balanced situation, so that the country can come back together. Because having people viciously on two sides of issues is terrible. Divide and conquer is a strategy of kings and despots, and it's not right. And I don't want to be on the other side of, I mean, they're talking about, you know, blue states seceding and joining Canada and things like that, which, you know, I have dual citizenship. I am a Canadian citizen as well as a U.S. citizen. So it wouldn't be the end of the world for me, but I hope it won't come to that. Do you think it will come to that?
I think you're looking way too far in the future and too deep into this. It's okay. All going to be over with shortly.
Ron thinks it's all going to be over with shortly, but I don't know. That's what Ron says, and that's what Michael Moore says. Yeah. So anyway, with
history is a very, very interesting thing to watch. And if you look at this situation historically, from the last time it happened, it was over within about 6 to 8 months.
And
then there was disruption and discontent and lots of things going on, going crazy. And then there was a 2-year senatorial re-election, and things changed.
Yes. Okay, so let's hope you're right.
I am the registrar of voters. I believe in voting, and I believe that voting, that people will be heard.
Yeah. We want you to be heard.
You want me to be heard?
Yes.
Am I not close enough?
Right.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I just, you know, I think that people get unglued too quickly, because we have too much media.
That's it.
We have just too much information.
Well, one of
and,
the
you know, the great thing about the internet is you have great information, lots of information. Now we have too much information.
We also have this other cool thing about the internet.
Yeah.
Called an off switch.
Well, yeah, you can unplug it.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the strategies for dealing with political stress is to take a break from technology.
Right.
Here are the basics, though. So here's the bullet list. Take a break from technology. I tell people it's okay. If you don't know what's going on in the news cycle 24/7, if there's something you need to act on, someone will tell you. You're not going to be, if you walk away from it for days or weeks, it's okay. Get physical activity. What's the best exercise for you?
The one you'll do.
You got it. And have something you can do inside your home, because it's cold out. I have a lot of people who are like, I'm not taking walks because it's too cold. Okay, well, walk around your house. Have something you're willing to do indoors, but not in your home, if you can get there.
Right.
So in a gym, or take a walk around the mall, or...
No cell phones in yoga class.
Right. Unless you're using your cell phone to take the yoga class.
Or exercise class, unless you are using it for that. That's
right.
Correct.
Yes.
But the point is, devices off when you go. You have to have device off time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's like, and if you want to know whether it's effective or not, take a device away from a teenager.
Oh, yes.
They will go into a tirade.
Right.
Because their life revolves around.
They are
and their
living.
Friendships revolve around.
I know.
Around
they're, that's something
internet,
that I've
which
said.
Which is a really frightening, scary
that
thing.
That that our generation, we grew up without, you know, the internet, and we grew up without these devices, and they're new, they're relatively new to us. So we can put them down and not think about it, because we had a life before, before the internet. And so it's like the difference between a musical and an operetta. So an operetta is a musical where the song advances the plot. The song, and so the song keeps going and it's ongoing. So the show is happening in context of the song. In a musical, you have drama, you have dialogue, you have this and that, and then you have a song number, then you have drama and dialogue, and then a song number. So you have breaks. You have breaks in the from the singing, whereas in an operetta, you have only music, music, music. And so you never get a break from the music, and you have to be paying attention to all the time because you have to be listening to the lyrics while they're being sung. And that's similar to how millennials and younger view media and the internet. Their lives are actually online and advanced by the internet. So when you take, we've experienced this with my stepson and Ron's son, that when he didn't have internet, he literally felt like he was cut off from the world. When I don't have internet, I'm like, shoot. Okay, go ride my bike. And I have got taken to reading paper books, because when you read paper books, you don't need the internet. How funny is that? So, and I find reading paper books very relaxing. So make sure you put your technology away at night, get good quality sleep. If you're doing too much caffeine, work on that. And you get physical activity, you're going to get better quality sleep. Try to use different language when talking about politics. Talk about policies, not people or parties. So if you're yelling about how this one, what your, you know, colorful language to describe people, that ultimate, if you do too much of that hurt, and I should listen to my own advice, that hurts you because you're engaging in negativity. And, you know, sometimes you obviously you need to let off steam on the one hand. So I don't judge people for doing that. But on the other hand, if you're doing it all the time, you're engaging in a lot of negative thinking, and it's going to affect your health and your mental state. Try to find common ground. One of the ways that this mess happens is divide and conquer. Divide and conquer is great for kings and despots, right? So one of the most subversive things we can do is to stick together and come back together for a common cause. I just so hope that happens, that things get difficult enough for most of the people so we can change what's going on. And if you do engage in technology, political content, and social media, and are engaging with content, go back when you're calm. The other thing is, if you're using social media, this is the time to pull out the cat videos. I enjoy cat videos and dog. I think I do dog videos more than cat videos. I'm a fan of Tucker Budson, Maxie and the Fluffy Corgi, Hammy and Olivia. Those are also corgis. Glasses the Bully. There's a lot of great, you know, silly dog videos, and they make me laugh too. So that's what's going on. Chocolate Festival, once again, Know Your Farmer Fair, Saturday, March 8th, 2025, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wyndham Community Center, 1 Gilson Square in Willimantic. Hope to see you there. And I'm going to let you go, and then we'll talk about some more arthritis stuff next week. All right. You have been listening to Radio Naturopath, the talk show about health and natural medicine. I am Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, with my co-host, Ron Meniza. You can email me with questions and comments at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org, iTunes, Spotify, Patreon, and Buzzsprout. You may also watch the recorded Facebook Live episode at Fran Storch, ND. The views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of the staff, management, or licensee of this station. The information presented on the show should not be construed as medical advice or direction. If you're having a medical condition, please consult with your physician. Thank you for listening to Radio Naturopath, your show where you can learn about the best of science and nature. We'll be back with more Radio Naturopath next week at 91.7 FM, WHUS Stores, and WHUS.org.